Lori Helms is here on Palmetto Morning. She's representing Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and she's giving us a rundown of events that are happening this weekend and beyond. And good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with y'all always. Yes, September is a big month for us. So many things. We will probably run out of time, but if we do, I'll let you read the rest of the notes that I brought, Lucas and Ashley. Yeah, let me start with Armory Park. We have made some significant improvements at that park just down the road here from Broadcast House. So we're going to celebrate those Sunday, September 21st. From 2 to 5, we're going to have a brief ceremony. Some city officials, local leaders will speak. Then we'll have games, activities, refreshments. It's going to be a great community celebration. So come out for that. It's free. We are asking folks to park at the Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center because they have a lot of great parking there. And that essentially backs up to the park. So if you're not familiar, Armory Park is on South Confederate. But again, it's kind of paralleled on the other side by Saluda.
Yeah,
so if folks will park there, that will be a big help. Again, September 21st, 2 to 5, the improvements that have been made there. Essentially, a new baseball field with synthetic turf. There was a ball field before, but this is just over the top, amazing. A play 360 style challenge course, which I think will be amazing. Those are getting very popular now. New playground, swings, new basketball court, open space, walking trails, benches, some of those things we've had. But just the park has gotten a really great makeover. So we're very excited about that.
And you can see it from the road if you're coming down Saluda.
Yes.
And so it looks,
very colorful play structures.
It is.
And
yes.
You can see, yeah.
It's going to be great. We're excited.
Yeah. So please come out for that. Our annual senior health fair is coming, and that is Thursday, September 25th. From 10 until noon at the Sports and Events Center. This also is a free event. It has gotten so big over the years that we will now be in the arena space.
Wow.
Which gives us more space for more vendors. I believe there are over 50 vendors this year, so that's exciting. Piedmont Medical Center is our presenting sponsor, so we're very excited about that, but you will see health and senior services organizations with information. There will be screenings, sometimes some demonstrations. I think one of our exercise groups at one of our rec centers likes to come and actually do their thing right there. So it'll be a little bit of performing as well. It's also a free shredding event. So there will be a shredding truck there on the property, so folks can bring all their, maybe documents and things that they would like to have securely shredded as well. So lots going on. Again, it is at the Sports and Events Center, September 25th, from 10 to noon. Parking is in decks A and B, and that is free. And because the event is on the arena, we will have ground level entrance to that. If you've been there before, there are stairs up and down. But for this, for our seniors, we will have ground level. So just when folks get there, just look for signs, directional signs. Yep. Yep.
We're speaking with Lori Helms. She's with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. She's helping us fill out our September calendar. We'll move right along with the Old Town Fall Festival.
That's right. One of our amazing Old Town events that we have throughout the year. So this will be Saturday, September 27th from noon to 7 at Fountain Park. Free admission. It will be a carnival theme. With things for all ages, so a Ferris wheel, pumpkin patch, petting zoo, free cotton candy, food trucks, beer garden, all those great things. So just come out and enjoy that with us. A special note, we will have vendors there just like we would have at our Saturday morning Old Town markets. So because of that, we will not have that Saturday market in the morning.
Okay.
But just
that makes sense.
Come for the fall festival. Again, starts at noon until 7 on September 27th.
And hopefully this weather will keep, tracking the same way.
Isn't today fabulous?
It kind of felt like a good fall day this morning.
Yes.
This weather's been great.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
And Lori's got just a couple other notes, so we need to mark it on our calendar, and we're going to start with the Rock Hill Christmas Parade.
Yeah, this one is super important. if you're a fan of the parade, in particular, if you want to be in the parade, please, please, please write this down. Those applications will go live on Wednesday, September 24th. at 8 a.m. On our website, cityofrockhill.com/parade. That's very easy to remember. The parade itself is December 5th, but this is, again, if you want to be in the parade, Wednesday, September 24th at 8 a.m. Now, if you'll go to the website now, cityofrockhill.com/parade, you'll get some tips. So if you have not been in the parade before, there's some good things to know, because there's information you'll be asked for when you apply. And it's, you know, like preparing for a test. This is not a test. But if you've got that information ready to go, you can just pop it into the online application. That'll make it really easy. You can make your online account if you haven't already. Look at you both writing this down. Well, thank you. Yeah. I love this.
We are.
We're good students.
We are. We're taking notes.
We know our strengths, Lori.
We want to be able to do as good a job as you right. when we're doing this.
Yeah. Well, and the reason we're saying this with urgency is last year the parade filled up in less than two days. Less than 2 days. So you better hop on it that first day is all I'm saying. So just...
Please.
Keep that in mind.
And fill out the little form so we can learn about you. So when we are announcing who's in the parade, you can give us a lot of information.
That's right. That's
the more the better. Yeah. Because we do have the honor to do that. And it's a lot of fun. So make sure that you fill out the form completely. Give us the more the merrier. Yeah. No pun intended.
That's good, Ashley. That's really good.
Because it is a little bit of a marketing opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if it's a business.
And it's going to be replayed over and over.
That's right.
Tons of time. Please make our life easier, make Lori's life easier, and make the Rock Hill Christmas Parade Committee's life easier. Please. They're all volunteers.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right. Lori, you want to jot down a couple more?
Yeah, okay. I'd be glad to do that. Want to let everyone know that, if you don't know, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism plans a lot of trips throughout the year, day trips and to regional locations or up to Charlotte to see a show or multi-day trips, longer trips. So we have our trip calendar online now. That is at cityofrockhill.com/seniors. A couple of really upcoming trips, one with a quick deadline. We have a day trip planned to West Jefferson, North Carolina. That's going to be October 1st. You'll see several sites there in the area. Again, just a day trip, but you would register for that by August 29th. Then another one coming up in October is Cherokee and Bryson City. That's an overnight, so October 21st and 22nd. But we have 7 or 8 day trips planned this year. We have, again, a multi-day like the Cherokee and Bryson City. We have a group going to Great Britain in April.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So all kinds of things to explore there. And then maybe one more quick thing. Miracle League Baseball volunteer training is coming up Wednesday, September 3rd at 6 p.m. and also Saturday, September 6th at 10 a.m., and that will be at Fuel Park. But all of this is at our website, cityofrockhill.com/PRT. And on social media, our handle is Rockhill PRT.
Got it.
Okay, Lori, we've made all of our notes.
Yep, look
We're
at this.
Good to go.
Looks like college again.
So proud.
That's it. And we will continue to let you all know who are listening and watching when these dates need to come back up again for you to put it on your calendar. So Lori does the heavy lifting for us, and we're good students, and we will recite this information back to you. Lori Helms is with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. As always, Lori, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you all.